WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Carl Gustav Arvid Rossby, born the son of an engineer in Stockholm in 1898 and educated at the university there, was a Swedish U.S. meteorologist who first explained the large-scale motions of the atmosphere in terms of fluid mechanics. Rossby came into meteorology and oceanography while studying under Wilhelm Bjerknes in Bergen in 1919. Bjerknes, another big name in meteorology, developed the concept of polar fronts. Rossby also studied at the Lindenberg Observatory, Brandenburg, where upper air measurements by kite and balloon were researched. Rossby immigrated to the U.S. in 1926 with a fellowship from the Swedish-American Foundation to study the application of the polar front theory to American weather. In the U.S. Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., he combined theoretical work on atmospheric turbulence with the establishment of the first weather service for civilian aviation. In 1928, he became associate professor in the Aeronautics Department of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which became the first U.S. Department of Meteorology. In 1931, he also became a research associate at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. In 1938, Rossby became a U.S. citizen, and the following year, Assistant Director of Research at the U.S. Weather Bureau. His appointment as chair of the Department of Meteorology at the University of Chicago in 1940 began the period in which he turned his attention to large-scale atmospheric motions. He identified and characterized both the jet stream and Rossby waves in the atmosphere. During World War II, Rossby organized the training of military meteorologists, recruiting many of them to his Chicago department in the post-war years, where he began adapting his mathematical description of atmospheric dynamics to weather forecasting by electronic computer. Rossby is credited with having discovered the jet stream. He has also devised mathematical models to predict the weather, which were simpler than those developed by Lewis F. Richardson. His school provided the dynamic meteorology that allowed, with the coming of computers and weather satellites, the long-term prediction of weather. His contributions to meteorology were noted in the December 17, 1956 issue of Time magazine. His portrait graced the cover that week. So there you have it. I've dropped another big name in the field of meteorology. If you have a question, send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.